Estevan. The Provincial Sunflower Network and its Estevan branch have been working really hard since the inception of the organization, following the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February. For months, a handful of local volunteers has been putting in long hours, doing their best to assist Ukrainian families, expelled by war, to relocate and/or settle in the Estevan area. Throughout the 9 months of its existence, the Estevan Sunflower has touched 22 Ukrainian families. Four of them eventually decided to move to bigger centers in Saskatchewan, while others have been settling, getting employment and integrating into life in and around Estevan. Brian Crossman, who started the Sunflower Network back in the spring with an industry friend, Steve Halabura, who is of Ukrainian descent, said their engagement with the project has been going in waves. You're really busy because you got some people coming in, and then you get them in their house and it quiets down, Crossman explained, adding that some families needed less assistance, while others they've been leading right from the beginning. Brain's wife Valerie Crossman, who became one of the most dedicated volunteers with the project, noted that most families they've helped came to the area because they've already had some connections here, which made their integration a bit easier. Altogether, the past months have been really busy for the local people who committed to helping Ukrainians who were affected by the war and were willing to come and settle in Estevan. Estevan Sunflower would communicate with those who are still across the ocean or help people who already made their way to Canada or even to Estevan. They'd respond to endless phone calls and emails, and help arrange transportation, housing and work travel when needed. They would also find furniture and appliances, clean the apartments they secured, load fridges with groceries and get other needed things like cleaning supplies, etc. Just all that little stuff that makes sure that they can walk in, and it's a home right away, Brian summarized. They'd try helping newcomers with finding jobs and putting their kids in schools and sports. Since Estevan doesn't have public transportation, the Crossmans would take people grocery shopping or help them find their first Canadian vehicles. November turned out to be one of the busiest months for the organization so far, as they welcomed five new families, including two with expecting mothers. And the Estevan Sunflower got to plan for their first wedding too. I don't know where the month went because we were just so busy. I would say it was probably the better part of 25 to 30 hours a week dedicated to our families. Whether you're searching online for furniture, picking it up or having it delivered, cleaning it, prepping the place, arranging for appointments at Southeast Newcomers so that we can get them their SIN and health cards, Valerie explained. And then we've had our first wedding request. Our family that showed up at the very beginning of this month, asked to be married before Christmas. Sunflower had under a month to put the celebration together. Fortunately, a lot of people stepped forward to help with the details to organize a beautiful winter wedding at the college. Altogether, the Crossman said the families are settling well. Some of them could find a job in their field or trade. One couple was able to confirm their 1A driver's licenses and secured a job as tandem truck drivers, which was their dream and which also benefited a province that has short thousands of professionals. Others got employed as cooks and caterers, beauty specialists, plumbers and more. The families have all engaged pretty quickly into the community. They have put children into sports, they are actively involved in the English classes that are taking place at Living Hope and at Southeast College. We're trying to build their network so that they each have their own community, Valerie noted, adding that they recently invited all of their families to join them for St. Nicholas Day. December the 19th is St. Nicholas Day in Ukraine, so we thought to honor that and to just bridge the gap between them during the first major holiday here, we'd have everybody over at the Western Star Hotel, so that they can all meet, for a Christmas pizza party. Estevan Sunflower also plans on celebrating Ukrainian Christmas, and Valerie said a couple of women will be at the Fired Up Grill helping them to get ready for their traditional Ukrainian Christmas brunch in January. The Crossmans noted that the families are grateful for the help and are gradually becoming a part of the community. Some embraced Canada and said they'd like to stay here, but a few others said they hope to go back home as soon as it's safe, Valerie shared. The stories that we hear are raw, they're emotional. They're very sad. You don't hear those stories in the media. So, I'm happy that some of our families feel comfortable enough telling us them. But I'm devastated because I don't know what and when safely returning home means, Valerie said. Outside of helping families directly, Estevan Sunflower has also been putting a lot of effort and imagination into fundraising and generating donations. They've received a lot of support, but since the conflict is not over, they expect more families to come next year and need help of different kinds on a regular basis. Valerie said their biggest hurdle currently is transportation. They recently had 5 drivers from the Trinity Lutheran Women's Group offering their help to take families around for groceries or on other necessary trips. This should relieve some pressure, but they are open to more volunteer drivers. They are also looking for affordable and reliable vehicles for rent or to purchase so that their families could become more self-sufficient. There are several people that are on board with Sunflower and others, including Ukrainian newcomers themselves, but they'd be happy to see more volunteers joining the group. Brian added that since the province plans on bringing in more Ukrainians, he also would like to see the government doing more to help with organization, people power, job hunting and more. Sunflower Network also always welcomes donations of furniture, winter clothes, meat and other items. Monetary donations are important as well, as there are a lot of expenses when you help families start over in a new country. They issue tax receipts through Rosetown Community Church, which is a registered charity. They are also constantly monitoring any job openings that could work for their families. The language barrier is currently an issue for some newcomers, but most are active with English classes. And in the meantime, e-translators help them communicate. Some of our families, they don't mind starting at the bottom, they understand that they are not going to maybe necessarily do what they were doing over there, but they just want to work, just want to provide for the family again and be a caretaker, Valerie said. They want to contribute, Brian added. For more information on the organization, their contacts and details for donations, please visit sunflowernetwork.ca or go to Estevan Sunflower Facebook page.